Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us this great evening, this great Tuesday evening of March 27th. I want to thank you so much for joining us because you could have been doing anything else, but you chose to join us. And for that, we're grateful. We do not take it for granted. So thank you again for joining us. Well, we are live, and I tell you the topic tonight is living a life of love. And I tell you, God is love, and so many people say they love you, but what are you doing to show that you're, you know, expressing? What is your way of expressing real love? Are you walking that thing out? But before we jump into the meat and potatoes of the show, I want to thank all of our sponsors for the month. We have Unique Expression by Design with Angelise Washington. Unique Expression by Design will bring all of your custom ideas to reality. So if you need pens, mugs, journals, t-shirts, anything that you need customized with your personal brand or your business brand, she can take care of that for you. And you can check her out at uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. She's also on Facebook. She has a Facebook page called Unique Expression by Design. We have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. Roz is your one-stop shop to all of your beauty and hair care needs. Roz takes care of everything. So you've seen me when I go out to events. You see me from everything from the curly hair to the bun that I have now. That's Roz Hair and Beauty Bar in Action. Roz has Roz, R-A-H-Z, has a Facebook page as well, and you can go out and find out more about everything that she offers. But she does everything from natural hair to quick weaves, sew-ins, braids, lock maintenance, and so much more. We have Afographics. So if you are interested in getting any of your graphical needs, graphic designs, business card design, logo design, even photo shoots, they take care of that for you. If you saw my recent photo shoot on Facebook, that was actually done by Afographics, and that is spelled A-P-H-O-G-R-A-F as in Frank X. So, guys, look up all of my sponsors. We have the Power of Decisions, Overcoming Life Struggles and Challenges Through Choices by Shondell Andrea Jackson. She was our guest last week. Guys, don't forget to go out and support her with that book. The book is found on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Zulon, and eBay. Again, The Power of Decisions, Overcoming Life Struggles and Challenges Through Choices. And so, again, you can purchase it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Zulon, and eBay. Everything starts with that decision. Remember, that was our topic on last week. It's All About Me, Gospel Stage Play. That will be on April 21st and 22nd at 4 p.m. at the Porter Stafford Performing Arts Center here in the Decatur area. So if you're in the Atlanta area or driving or surrounding area, make sure you come out and support. I am a part of that great cast. I'm so humbled to be able to be a part of that. It's called It's All About Me. All cast members will be selling tickets, as well as you can go out on Eventbrite and find out more about it. It's All About Me Gospel Stage Play. Again, it is April 21st and 22nd, a Saturday and Sunday show. Both shows are 4 p.m. at the Porter Stafford Performing Arts Center. And then finally, we have Inspired Jewels, the number 4, the letter U is an umbrella. Inspired Jewels for you. If you want your $5 jewelry, your paparazzi jewelry, you can go out to that site, Inspired Jewels, the number 4U.com. You see a lot of the accessories that I wear, they're actually coming from that line. So, again, thank you again to each and every sponsor that has sewn into On Fire to Inspire. Oh, one last sponsor, we have Third Heaven Sound. Third Heaven Sound actually wrote the jingle that you heard as we come in and we actually go out on Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch. He has CDs available on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. And he also does jingles. Again, that's Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch. Again, all of our sponsors have Facebook business Facebook pages, as well as many of them have websites. But the ones that have websites, I didn't mention that ahead of time. And so go on out and support, guys, because these are some powerful, powerful people that you want to sow into great, fertile ground. And if you're interested in sowing into On Fire to Inspire, you can actually be a sponsor for only $25 for the entire month. You can email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com to find out more. Well, guys, we are back to our actual topic tonight. The topic is living a life of love. Now, again, so many people talk about, you know, I love you, and, you know, this is love, and I walk in love. But are you showing it? Are you expressing it? What are you doing? Is it tangible, or is it just a word? You know, are they just words to you? You know, are you actually living that out? So I tell you, we have a lady, our guest tonight, that is doing just that. She's living a life of love. She is doing. I'm not going to give all the information. I'm going to bring her on. We want to welcome the one and only Miss Antoinette Boone to On Fire Inspire. Welcome to the show. How are you, woman of God?
Oh, hi, Aaliyah. Thank you so much. I am doing just fine. How are you on tonight?
I am great. I am great. We are so excited about having you as our guest tonight.
And I'm excited to be here. I count this a privilege and an honor to be able to share my vision and what I do.
Amen, amen. So, Antoinette, can you introduce yourself to the On Fire Inspire audience tonight?
Sure. My name is Antoinette Boone. I'm the founder and CEO of LAM Family Services Incorporated. We were a pea in the sand. And what happened, actually, I just stepped out on faith. I went back to school. In 2010, I started everything all over. I got my associates first. I got my bachelor's. And last year, May 2017, I completed my master's in special education. I'm sorry, in developmental disabilities. So I did all of that to make sure that I had the qualifications to run the agency.
Amen, amen. That is so commendable because so many people have been like, oh, gosh, I got to go back and get a bachelor's, then I got to go back and get this certification and that certification. So that is honorable, so honorable, and congratulations on everything that you've accomplished to this point.
Thank you so much.
Amen. So our topic tonight is living a life of love, and I so love, especially when you're, you know, walking in the purpose of what God is calling you to, and you're walking that out. And so what does the topic itself, living a life of love, mean to you?
Well, to me, it means showing the love of Christ or showing the love of God in different ways. With LAM Family Services, what we do is we have two programs operating at this time, which is the food and clothing pantry. The food pantry is named after my dad, which is Alex Kitchen. My dad fed everybody. The clothing pantry is named after a lady who just sold into everyone. Her name is Fanny Campbell, so we call it Fanny's Closet. And what we do, we serve everybody. Whenever they come to a function that we have, it's a no-judgment zone. We feed everybody. We have clothes for everyone, and I have been blessed because the people who donate clothes have been donating top-notch items. So people will come out with coats, jackets, shoes, dungarees, sweaters, everything. Just means to me that you just love on people, regardless of what they do, how they look, how they smell, the type of life that they live. You just love them, and you provide a service. Make sure that they eat. Make sure that they have something to wear, because you could be one of the world's greatest preachers, but if someone hasn't eaten in 2 or 3 days, what you're saying is null and void because they have a need. So I do this out of love because I love taking care of people. I love providing for people. And this is something that my mom did. My mother was a nurse, and she cared for the individual, old-time nurse. You know, not the new ones, but the old-timers where they had to do everything by hand. But she loved on her patients. She loved caring for them, and that was something that was instilled in my sister and I. And so that was something that I decided to do. So loving on people, providing the needs that they have to the best of your ability, because we can't provide all of the needs, but we can provide some. And just keeping it a no-judgment zone, and people will remember your kindness as opposed to your preaching. And so that's what it means to be, being kind to all of God's people.
Amen. I love it. I love it. So you are feed them, you clothe them, you love on them. That's love. You know, that's love in action, and I love that. That's ministry in action as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's so important because when people become homeless, a lot of times it's not because of something that they've done. You know, you can lose a job today and be homeless, you know. So a kind word, a kind gesture goes far for someone who's in a situation, you know. And I've learned that. I've watched. We have an event called Chat and Chew. So that's where we see the community. We invite people from the shelters, different agencies whose clients may need clothes. When they come, we feed them. I mean, we just lay the table out. We have from soup to nuts. And we tell them, after you can eat as much as you want. It's all right. You don't have to feel bad because you're hungry. You know, after you finish eating, go on over there and get some clothes. If you want to eat some more, eat some more. And we have been blessed. We have fed over 300 people, 100 people at each function. But, you know, to some people it might not be a lot, but to us it means a lot because the people have sat to five. They eat as much as they want. They get clothes. And so for us, feeding over 300 people and each one leaving out with a bag full of clothes, that means something to us. And I'm just grateful that we were able to do that. And, of course, we're going bigger and better, but don't despise small beginnings. And I love every bit of the beginnings that we're experiencing because it's helping us to become stronger. It's helping us to understand the needs of the people on a different level, you know, and it's just been a blessing.
Amen, amen. Where are you based out of?
In Brooklyn, New York. Our offices are located at 157 Snedeker on the second floor, Brooklyn, New York, 11207.
Okay, amen. Can you repeat the address?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Can you repeat the address one more time?
Sure. 157 Snedeker. S as in Sam, N-E-I, D as in David, K-E-R Avenue. Snedeker Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11207, and we're located on the second floor.
Okay. All right. What are your hours of operation?
Right now we operate on the weekends because we all still work. We don't have a building right now. Yes. Anybody who needs, if there's anyone in need of clothing or of food, they can call our office and we will meet with them on a Saturday or a Sunday and we'll make sure that they have what they need.
Okay, great, great. So how can others that want to be a blessing support your vision?
Well, if they would like to donate clothing, they can give us a call at 347-334-0175, and we'll schedule either a pickup or for them to drop off. We also have a Cash App for individuals who may want to donate funds. And the Cash App is LAMBFF, L-A-A-M-B-F-F.
What was the
so
last
that's
two
our
letters?
Cash App. F as in Frank, S as in Sam.
Okay.
So
L-A-A-M-B-F-F?
F-S, yes. That's our Cash App.
Okay.
And if they would like to donate, you know, monetarily, they can do that as well.
Okay, great. So have you thought about starting branches in other states as well?
I have. I just wanted to get New York up and running first. We're in the process of looking for the first residents up and running. Then I will venture out to other areas that are in need of our services.
Amen, amen. You know, like I said, this is so admirable because it's definitely needed. And instead of you complaining about a problem, you're bringing a solution to the problem. So my hat truly goes off to you.
Well, thank you so much. I've worked with the developmentally disabled individuals. I've been doing that for 17 years. And in the process of me working with these individuals, I kept saying, you know what, I could do this. I wanted to do something to honor my parents. Both of them are deceased.
Okay.
And I kept saying, I can do this. I could do this. I was supposed to be a nurse, but that didn't work out, you know, to honor walking the footsteps of my mom. But that didn't work out. But this is healthcare in a different area. And so that's
right.
How it started. It was just a thought. And at first I was afraid because it's a big step, and when you have the lives of people in your hands, you have to make sure that you understand every area, you know, that this is what their lives are in your hands, and you have to make sure that you're going to provide them. And so I really was afraid to venture out, but it was gnawing at me. I was afraid to go back to school because when I went back to school, I was 53 years old. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm going with the young people. I can't keep up with them. But, you know, I'm grateful to God because I made it through. And I'm watching now my dream become a reality. And I have the best board and committee members you could ever dream of. All I have to say is that this is what we need, and the chat and choose that we have is funded by the board. We have turkey, chicken, ham, I mean, rice and gravy, cheese and macaroni, that's what I call it, cheese and macaroni, cake. I have individuals who sew into the agency. They'll make cakes. They will give clothes. They will give money for us to buy the food. So, I mean, when I say to my board members, this is the vision I have, they jump right on. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they just help me make it a reality. So I'm grateful because I can't do this by myself. But I have awesome board members. I have awesome committee members. And we're just taking the world by storm. Small steps become big steps. And, you know, after that, hey, sky's the limit.
Amen. You know what, Antoinette, I got to correct you on that. There is no limitation in God, so there's no limitation on you.
That's true. So I take it back. our expectations and where we're going is limitless. It's limitless.
Yes.
No
there
limit.
You go, girl.
No,
there you go. The limitless is here for you. Yes,
limitless.
Ma'am.
Yes.
The limitless.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So have you all obtained your 501c3 status yet?
Oh, we have all of that. I didn't do anything until I had all of my paperwork in line.
Okay.
And what's so wonderful
okay.
about it is that normally when you try to get your 501c3, it could take up to 2 years. But I mean it was just a blessing. We submitted the paperwork in May 2014. Got the approval in September 2014. So it was just quick.
Wow.
We have our 501c3 status, our tax exempt We also have tax exempt for when we buy. Everything is in line. I didn't want to do anything until I had everything in order, because I didn't want to have, excuse me for saying it, for a better lack of words, a bastard operation, you know, without any covering or any
right.
parental guidance, you know. And so
I
didn't want that. I didn't want that, you know, because then that means we have no parental guidance, no covering or anything like that. So that's what I'm grateful for, because I look at how when we don't have covering, that's what we're called within the Bible. We're called that because there's no covering. We don't have any guidance. And I didn't want that to happen, because I worked too hard to bring it to pass, you know. So once everything was in order, once everything was in line, that's when we presented it to the community, and that happened April 25th, 2015. And so I knew then that it was time for me to get the wheels turning.
Right, right. Well, that's great to know, because the listeners will be able to know that as they sow into this fertile ground, they be reaching the masses, and at the same time being able to write it off as a tax deduction. So, you know, guys, if you
Absolutely.
Are you personally, you know, other people, yes, yes.
Yes.
I love it. And you know what, you are talking so kingdom when you said you want to make sure that you were covered. And that is, you
yes.
know, so many people just jump out there and not make sure that everything is, you know, together. So that's very, very, you just walked out there and just did it, and you know, in a kingdom style. That's kingdom style of excellence. So I commend you
yes.
on that as well.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I tried
yes,
to
ma'am.
look at how things were written in the Bible and order, and how to make sure that we operate in the spirit of excellence. And so I before I even did anything, I wanted to make sure. I didn't want to be out there and people say, oh my gosh, she doesn't have this, she doesn't have that, what kind of operation is this? I wanted to make sure that I covered every area. And I'm grateful for my pastor, Bishop Jeffrey White, because he allows me to utilize the building for every function
mm-hmm.
that I have. You know, so it's not when people
Amen.
Come, they're like, oh, I don't want to come into a church. We realize that it's a church because we're able to decorate it and fix it up where everyone feels welcome. You know, so we never want them to feel like we're trying to, you know, force them into becoming a Christian. No, we're just here to meet your need. If you're hungry, come on and eat. If you need some clothes, we got it
right.
for you. And so, you know, I'm grateful to him. And I just want to shout out, if I have time, my wonderful board member,
yes.
Mr. Johnny Lumpkin, Ms. Karen Thomas, Mr. Willie Benjamin Lodeholt, Dr. Ronnie J. Johnson, Valencia Boone, Bernice Carr Couch, Merle Chavis, Deborah Stalin, Michelle Elliott, Robert Smith, and Mr. Demetrius Elliott, Michelle Elliott's son. Been there from the beginning, helping us move stuff around and different things like that. And there are so many other people who sown in. I just don't want to start calling other people names and then I miss somebody. But for all the people that sow into us and help us at every event, I have been blessed. They are helping to make this become a reality, and we're getting closer and closer to our goals.
Amen. Amen. I love it. And it's a beautiful thing for God to surround you with people that have the heart of your vision. You know, they're casting the vision. You cast the vision, and they're running with it, just like Rebecca said. So that is so beautiful. So beautiful.
Yes.
So
and I'm grateful.
Do you have a Facebook page?
Yes, we do. It's
do
Under
you have,
Lamb.
Like, a business page?
I'm sorry?
I was just asking, did you have a Facebook business page? Tell me what it's under.
Yes. Under Lamb Family Services Incorporated.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. I'm putting all this information in an event log that I do for the show. That way people
yes.
can go back and review it. And you said that your Cash App information was Lamb with two S's behind it, right?
Lamb, two A's, M, B, F as in Frank, S as in Sam.
Oh, FS, gotcha.
FS, yes.
All right. Okay, perfect. And what else are you foreseeing for Lamb Family Services in the near future? Because, you know, we have the power and authority in our words, so let's go ahead and do some work in the spirit.
Absolutely. Let's speak that. In the residential area, for us to be able to purchase two family homes, which will give us the opportunity to provide services for those who may be homeless, those who are developmentally disabled, and those who are mentally challenged. And once we get those individuals within our program, then we are able to assist them to the next level. I just believe when you see people who are at a certain level, you work with them on their level to bring them up. And once you bring them up and help them to become productive citizens, hey, that's all it is, that we have become successful.
Amen.
We have become successful.
Amen.
So that's what we're speaking, that's what we're working on. And once I get that up and running, I definitely will venture out to other areas and to other states, because some states don't have the services that we have here in New York, unfortunately. So you have individuals who are developmentally disabled not getting the proper services that they need to, you know, help them live within their disability to the best of their ability. You know, they just do things differently. I might pick up a fork one way, they might pick it up another way, but they're still able to feed themselves, and that's what our desire is, to help people where they are, to live where they are to the best of their ability, and if they're able to reach up further, then we help them do that as well.
Right. I love it. It's absolutely beautiful, and it is love in action. It is definitely ministry in action as well. You're outside of the walls, and you are providing a solution to a problem. And so I truly commend you what you're doing and being obedient as God placed it in your heart. Because, you know, many times we can get caught up in fear and allowing fear to just kind of stagnate us. But you said, God, you placed this on the inside of me, and I got to do it.
Yes, and fear almost got me, though, because when I thought about having to go back to school, I said, oh, Lord, this is not a good thing. But, you know, you just have to get back into the swing of it. You know, the only way you can overcome fear is to do the thing that you're afraid to do.
Oh, can you say that again?
Okay. The only way that you can overcome fear is to do the thing that you're afraid to do.
So true. So true. And I love it. And you know, you're so transparent, because many people aren't, and that can't get somebody else free, you know? But you said, I went back to school at 53, and I did not want to go back, but you know what? I had to in order to fulfill this vision. So, girl, you are blessing so many people, you know, because you had to come out of that comfort zone of, okay, I'm at this age. But God said, what's the age got to do with it, right?
He sure did. He sure did. And let me tell you, I hung in there with them, and what I didn't know, they sure did tell me. So, you know, it was good. It was good. I didn't feel like I thought I would feel, you know. I didn't feel like an outcast. Once I got in there, I worked hard. I stayed up late at night. I submitted my papers. Oh, my God, that was like the worst thing, because I forgot how to actually write a paper, you know, according to the guidelines of the professors. But once I got the hang of it, I was like, I got this, you know. And it just showed me, you know, that whatever it is, I mean, sometimes, like you said, we're sitting on our hands, and God has given us so many talents, and we're not moving out on it. But if you just step out, you know, just step out, just take baby steps, you know, just take the baby steps. I mean, God provided a way for me to pay for certain things that I should have paid for up front on a monthly basis. And I was like, God, you're so awesome, because I didn't have the money to pay for certain things. I knew I could pay it on a monthly basis. And I said, God, can you make a way for me to do this? And I didn't have to suggest it. They did. You know, so, you know, just a matter of, yeah, just stepping out in faith. Don't think that anything is too silly, because people buy a lot of crazy things. You know, there are certain things I see people selling. I'm like, I don't like that. But guess what? Other people like it. So your idea is not crazy. You know, just do
right.
it. Even if you do it and it lasts for 6 months, guess what? You were successful at it. So now it's time to go back to the drawing board and do something else. But everything that I think I might want to do, I'm going to try it. And if it works, hey, I could never say that I didn't do it or feel bad that or start saying woulda, shoulda, coulda. You know, I tried it. It didn't work. Okay, so now move on to the next. But this that I have is working. And I'm grateful for everyone who has attached themselves to me, who saw my vision and heard my vision and took it to heart. And they're just pushing me. They're pushing me. So everybody else thinks that they have the world's greatest board and committee members. No, I have the best. The best. You know, whatever I have is the best.
Amen. Amen. You know, you said something that I love to say. You said, I can't live in woulda, shoulda, coulda. That thing right there, that makes me say, you know what? I got to do what you say, do, God. You know, because I cannot live on what if. You know, you placed this in my heart to do, so we got to do this. So I'm telling you, you are inspiring some people. You are taking some people out of their comfort zone tonight with your testimony. And I praise God for you tonight. I truly do. Truly do.
Thank you.
Yes. We're going to open up the phone lines if you feel comfortable with that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're going to open up the phone line and see if anyone has a question for you or a comment. Every now and then, I'm going to tell you, they get a little shy. So we're gonna speak forth that they're not going to be shy tonight. And they're going to either have
Amen.
A comment or a question. Okay. So,
okay.
Guys, if you are listening by internet, you're going to have to dial in at 929-477-2178. Again, that's 929-477-2178. Press option 1, and we'll bring you live with Antoinette and myself. And we're going to, you can ask her a question. You can ask me a question if you want to make a comment about what you've heard tonight, her testimony, or from anything that has been said up until this point. Feel free to dial 1 if you're already dialed in. You can dial 1 now. Or if you're listening again by internet, you need to dial in to participate. That is 929-477-2178. Press option 1, and we'll bring you live, and you can ask her any questions or make a comment. But I tell you, Antoinette, you know, in and of itself, you know, when you're coming out of just doing your norm, there's a fear factor that tries to kind of rise up. You're like,
yes.
I understand that this is something I'm not comfortable with, but like you said, you got to adopt the slogan that Nike said and just do it.
Yeah, and you know what? It's so true. And it's not easy. Sometimes I think when you're doing a thing, you make it look so easy, but it's really not easy. You know, you have to make sure that you're in the guidelines of the state. You have to make sure that every certification that you're supposed to have, that you have it. You have to make sure that you have people that are qualified in various areas, you know. So it's like something is on your mind. And unfortunately, you can't always look to other people to help you. And I found that out because when I asked for help, they said, oh, yeah, I'm going to help you, I'm going to help you. And they never helped me. But I'm grateful for all of those who, when I asked for help, they came on and they helped. But in the beginning, I wasn't getting that. I wasn't getting the help. I don't want you to just show me how to do it. Just tell me where I need to go so that I can learn, you know. And if there was something else that I needed to know, just tell me. Unfortunately, we don't feel free to do that. But I promise God that if anybody wanted to know how to start a nonprofit, what they need to do. How should they do it? How should they go about it? And I promise God that I will give them that information. You know, whatever information I have, because, hey, at the end of the day, there's so many people out here that are looking for different services. Why would I hold that information to try to stop someone from starting a business or moving forward? Who cares? This is what you do. Do it. If you have any questions, this is the person that helped me, and I'm sure that this person wouldn't mind helping you. And I think that if we would share a little more and stop being so selfish or insecure about what someone is getting ready to venture into, you know.
And you know what? That's the true heart of God and the mind of the kingdom. We have a call. Are you ready for it?
Absolutely. That's fantastic.
All right. Amen.
Hi.
Welcome to On Fire Inspire. You have Antoinette and Aaliyah. Who's with us?
Hi, Aaliyah. This is Nicole. Hi, Antoinette. Which
Hi,
we call
how
her Chanel. Hi.
Well,
I'm just so, I'm just giving her some encouragement on tonight. I'm so happy and excited for what she's doing. Sometimes when I have a chance, I go out and I help her at her events, and the people come, Aaliyah, they're just so blessed. They're so appreciative. You know, Americans, they get so, how can I say it? They're not appreciative of what they have. So they, you know, it's like, oh, I got clothes, I got food, what's the big thing, you know? But when you get to people that don't have and you see the appreciation of it, and it could be the smallest thing. It could have been just a pair of socks, you know, and they're like, I got a pair of socks. And then they go, they leave, and they go get their friends, and then their friends come back, and their friends get stuff. So it's just like such a wonderful thing to see the smiles and the love from the people. So when I do get a chance, I go and I try to help her, you know. And it's so wonderful that she has the heart to do what she do, because some people are just selfish, and they don't want to give back.
Right.
But she's not that person. You know, a lot of people know her because she's a singer. You know, that's why we call her Tinkerbell. But she's more than a singer. She's so much more than a singer.
Yes, and that was, let me tell you, Nicole, she was like, girl, you better stop sitting. You better go ahead and do it. Just stop sitting. So she was one who also pushed me as well. My daughters, Tiffany and Rosalind, I mean, they pushed me. There were times in school, when I was in school, I wanted to give up. They was like, Ma, don't stop. So, you know, a good support system means so much. And just shouting out my daughters, Rosalind and Tiffany, hey, girls, how y'all doing? Your mom is on the radio. Oh.
Amen. I tell you, you're right, though, with that support system. So, Nicole, thank you so much for being that great support system for her, being a part of that great support system, because you can't put a value of money on that. You just can't. You know, and I know she so appreciates you and every person who have volunteered or helped in some capacity, you know, to bring this vision to life.
Absolutely.
Man, amen. I have put in on the page where people can actually go in and like your page. They can go in and find out, you know, that I have plugged in the your Facebook link to the page, your Cash App information, your contact information, and all of that good stuff that you were given. That's why I was saying repeat it so I can make sure I had it correct, because, you know, our thing is to make sure it's not about us. It's all about us being a solution to a problem, and you're definitely being
Absolutely.
A solution and giving God glory through what you're doing.
Yes, and they could also find me on Facebook as well, Antoinette Tinkerbell with the E, boom. They could find us as well on there. So either the agency or myself, you can inbox us, and we will definitely respond to your requests or to your comments, you know, whichever.
Amen. Well, thank you again, Nicole, for joining us and sharing tonight. Because, like I said, some people will dial in, and then I'll start getting text messages, chats, and all of this stuff after the show ends. Like, I meant to ask them. Like, it's too late now.
Right.
You do get that. But thank you so much, because I know it means the world to her for you to share that.
Absolutely.
You know, just a comment is a breath of fresh air when you're the person that's constantly pouring out. So thank you so much. So, Antoinette, what would you say to the person who is like, okay, God has given me a vision. He's telling me to do this. And because I've heard her testimony, I'm ready to walk. What would you say to that person that's saying, okay, I'm ready? What would you say to that person?
I would tell them to do as much research as possible. That's what I did. I researched everything, and when I knew which way I was going to go, I started watching different shows on it. Like Dr. Phil is excellent to watch when you're dealing with counseling. Ayala Van Zandt is an excellent counselor. So I researched, I saw what I needed to do. I found different stations and agencies that allowed me to come in and to do research to find out what it means to be a nonprofit, how to form a board, what the duties of the board members are, what the duties of the committee members are, what you have to do on a yearly basis. Like for a nonprofit, you have to file financial papers every year. See, I didn't know that. You know, but when I went to these different areas, they told me what I needed to do. So always do as much research as possible. After you do the research, make sure that that's something that you want to do. And most of all, pray. Most of all, pray.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to make sure that God is going to put his stamp of approval on what you want to do. You know, the Bible says
right.
In Proverbs, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. And so there wasn't anything that I did where I didn't include God. I'm like, okay, this is where I'm going. What is it that I'm looking for? You know, but I didn't really know what I was looking for. Do I work for a nonprofit? Yes, I do. But a lot of times working for a nonprofit, you're not going to know the ins and outs of the operation. You know, so I said, okay, what am I looking for? And, you know, so he said, just go here. They're going to show you what you need to do. And so that's what I did. So just as much research so that you'll have knowledge on what you're getting ready to venture out into. And surround yourself around people that's doing what you're doing. I went to seminars. I mean, I met different people from different countries. People that I wouldn't normally meet. I went to every seminar, and I'm still going to seminars. You know, I want to keep
mm-hmm.
myself abreast of everything. So research,
mm-hmm.
I mean, pray first, of course. So I'm not excluding prayer. I'm just talking about what they would have to do. Pray, of course. That's the number one. That goes without saying.
Mm-hmm.
But research what it is that you want to do. See how many agencies or businesses are doing that. See what it is that they're not providing. And maybe you can provide what they're not providing. Or even if you're providing the same service, always have a twist to it. Have a twist to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, listen, McDonald's, White Castle, Burger King, they don't fight over anything. People still go. And
mm-hmm.
people that love White Castle will go and visit McDonald's. Or they might want Burger King. But they're not fighting against one another. By side, you don't see them fighting. And that's what we have to do. Learn how to operate our business amongst each other, you know, and that's what it was. I just looked at everything. I said, well, can I still operate my business on this block where the other agency is? And it's like, yes, because a lot of people, they may not feel comfortable going to that agency, but when they walk into your door, they may be comfortable, you know. So my mantra is, regardless of how crowded it is, it's always room for one
mm-hmm.
more. So whatever
Amen.
Business it is, it doesn't matter if somebody else is doing it. There's still room for you because people will come to you and they won't go to other businesses or, you know, so don't stop. Don't think that it's not needed. It is needed. Because we all talk to different people. I might talk to Nicole about something, but I might talk to you about something else, and Nicole will never know what I talk to you about because I feel comfortable sharing that with you. You know, so it's the same thing in business. You know, just put your foot in the water. Just do it. But make sure that you have as much knowledge as possible. Don't be afraid to go to school. You know, it's always a learning. It's a learning experience. Everything is. Everything is. You learn whatever you learn today, you needed it for today. But tomorrow is going to hold something else. So that means I need to find out when tomorrow happens, whatever I need to learn, let me go look it up. Let me find out what's going on. So always be knowledgeable of what's going on.
Amen. I tell you, you have given us some great, powerful nuggets this evening of wisdom as well as knowledge, and we truly, truly appreciate you tonight. I want you to remind us, because we've had other people join us later in the show, I want you to remind us how they can follow you, how they can sow into your ministry, and all that good stuff. If you can repeat that for us one more time.
Absolutely. You can find us on Facebook, LAM, L-A-A-M, as in Mary, B, Family Services Incorporated, or you can look me up, Antoinette Tinkerbell with the E Boone on Facebook. We're located at 157 Snedeker Avenue. That's S as in Sam, N E D as in David, I K E R Avenue, second floor, Brooklyn, New York, 11207. Phone number 347-334-0175.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Well, you've been a true blessing to the listeners as well as to those who will be listening in on the recording that will be available shortly after the show. So I pray blessings upon your organization and the other sites that you shall be opening and everything else that God has placed on the inside of you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you to Nicole for even thinking of me. You know, she says, listen, my friend has a radio show. I want you to go on. I want you to share what you're doing. And the first time that we were supposed to do it, it never came to fruition. But I'm thankful that she was persistent. And she said, listen, get yourself together and send it to Aaliyah. So I appreciate Nicole pushing me to this level, because this is something that I never even thought about, you know, going on the radio. And thank you for providing the opportunity for individuals like myself to get on and to share our business, share whatever it is that God has given us, and to give them encouragement as well. So thank you for this opportunity.
It's my pleasure. We'd love to hear more about your agency in the future. So keep us informed, keep us abreast of what you're doing, because I know this is not even scratching the surface. So thank you again for joining us, and we look forward to hearing more from you.
Absolutely, and I will definitely keep you abreast. Thank you so much, and you continue to be blessed as well.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, guys, if you missed any of this great, great interview with Ms. Antoinette Boone, I tell you, you want to go back and listen to the recording shortly. She has been a true blessing. She did not allow her age to be something to be a deterrent for her. She didn't allow that to put limits on her, because she said, God has placed this on the inside of me, so I'm going to do what he's calling me to do. So what are you doing? What is your excuse? Guess what? She just took every excuse from you. She just shut it down. So it's time for you to take out the excuses. There's no more delay and no more procrastination. It's time to walk in the things of God. So it's time to start praying. It's time to start researching. She said, find yourself a mentor, a shadow, another business that's doing what God placed on the inside of you. She said also to surround yourself with people that are doing what you want to do. So network with people who are already doing it. Find out, because there are some people that will share with you. Now, you do have some people who will be like, you're my competition. But when you're dealing with true kingdom-minded people, they're going to share what they've learned, because they understand that you're called to your people and they're called to theirs. There's room. Like she said, I love what she said. She said that she said no matter how crowded it is, there's always room for one more. So she's exactly right. Make sure that you come in with yourself together, just like she said she did. Guys, again, thank you so much, Antoinette, for that awesome interview. Again, I want to remind everyone about upcoming events. We have It's All About Me Gospel Stage Play coming up April 21st and 22nd at the Porter Stafford Performing Arts Center. I will be a part of that great cast. I'm excited about it. And acted in several years, but, hey, I'm having fun living with God, living out the life and the different gifts and talents and abilities, sharing, because your gifts aren't for you. They're for the masses. It's for you to share with the world. So It's All About Me Gospel Stage Play. Kudos out to Teresa D. Smith, the playwright who's been writing plays for over 30 years, a woman of God, is awesome. That show, again, is we're doing two shows, April 21st and 22nd at 4 p.m. All cast members will be selling tickets. Tickets are $20. If you're interested, you can email me at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com or inbox me. Also, it's going to be held at the Porter Stafford Performance Arts Center, April 21st and 22nd at 4 p.m., you can go to Eventbrite, find out more. You can purchase tickets online or from a cast member of It's All About You. Then again, we want to thank each and every sponsor of On Fire to Inspire. We have April Graphics. You can check out all of our sponsors. They all have business pages on Facebook. April Graphics is spelled APHOGRAF as in Frank, X as in X-ray. They are your graphic design specialists, specializing in anything from flyers to logos, business cards, letterheads, websites, photography, any of those things. We have Unique Expression by Design. Unique Expression by Design is with Angelique Washington. She will customize any of your personal or business needs, from pens to cups, mugs, journals, whatever it is you need. She can take care of that for you. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. Roz takes care of all of your hair care and beauty needs. Again, if you see me when I'm going out to events or things of that nature, that's Roz Hair and Beauty Bar in action. We have Inspired Jewels, the number 4, letter U. You can get your cute, really cute ladies, and we have some things for the men as well. A $5 paparazzi jewelry, that's Inspired Jewels, the number 4, U.com. And then we have newly released The Power of Decisions, Overcoming Life Struggles and Challenges Through Choices, and that's by Shondell Andrea Johnson. So, guys, go out and support all of our sponsors because they're sowing in the fertile ground, so you want to sow into them. And her book is found on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Zulon, and eBay. Guys, don't forget, I'm going to be launching out the 21-Day Mind Detox devotional that God gave me. That was not something I chose to do. God said it was to be done. So walking in obedience, it will be done on April 10th. So look for it on Amazon.com on April 10th. The 21-Day Mind Detox. How many of y'all know that it's time to start releasing all the things of the past and start moving forward in the things that God has called you to? So that book is going to be on Amazon April 10th. And it is only going to be 99 cents. It's going to be an ebook on Amazon. So, guys, go on out and support me, please. We are going to be making Amazon bestseller. And then we also have, again, don't forget about the play, guys. I'm telling you, it's going to be a treat. It's All About Me, Gospel Stage Play, April 21st through 22nd. Guys, we will be back same time, same place next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday Inspire. I am Aaliyah Butler, your host. I thank you for joining us tonight, and you have a blessed and prosperous week. Thank you.